Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
This should be some kind of law. Actually, it should be the responsibility of the tattoo artist to go, no, I just won't do that. I won't, because there's too much risk involved.
You know, we've been telling you this morning in the entertainment buzz that the celebrity couple who loved each other so much so, that they tattooed each other's names on their bodies. Aww. She got his tattooed right on her hip. He supposedly has hers tattooed somewhere on his body, but now they are over. I'm talking about Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green, who just called off their engagement.
Now, from his standpoint, I understand it.
For him to put Megan Fox on his body?
Because he can have bragging rights for the rest of his life.
Bert and I actually have matching Megan Fox tattoos.
No problem for him. But for her now, it's going to be a little bit more of a problem. She thought that she'd be with him for the rest of her life, so she got it underneath the navel.
Yeah, right on her pelvis, like right on her pelvic bone.
Yes, she did.
Right in her sexy spot.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
Is it just Brian, or is it Brian Austin? Since he uses three names.
Just Brian in like cursive letters.
She could just cloud it up a little
on
bit.
On that very soft porcelain-like skin.
Okay.
And then
airbrushed.
Can't she just say it's brain? Like, have a manipulate and go, yeah, it was supposed to be brain, but they missed it.
Tattoo artist jacked it all up. But, I mean, you got to be absolutely 100% confident that the person's name that you're tattooing on your body somewhere is going to be in your life forever. And that's a child.
You have your child's initials tattooed.
I've got their initials. Yeah, I know they're not going anywhere.
Right.
Hollis and Hayden, not going anywhere. So I've got the initials on my shoulder. Look, for me, I wouldn't even put my parents.
Well, because
I'm not sure on a day.
You got a rough family. You don't know how that's going to work out.
So you got some put mom on or dad. But yeah, was it Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson who had their names names tattooed on each other's ring finger? And did Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz do that too? Or did Pete Wentz? I feel like Pete Wentz may have something of hers tattooed on him, too.
I mean, there's a long history of celebrities that have done this that have had to go back in and get it all, you know, rearranged.
Like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, with Billy Bob Thornton is a great example.
She had to have Billy Bob lasered off.
Mm-hmm. We've got these pictures of the tattoos and the celebrities up on our website, or we will in a couple of minutes at Q100Atlanta.com. But Johnny Depp had Wynonna Forever.
Oh, that's right.
Inked on his arm in a tribute to Wynonna Ryder. They broke up. So he had his tattoo changed to now read Wino Forever. It does.
That's kind of funny.
What does that mean?
It means anything but Wynonna is what that means. Jude Law quoted the Beatles on his forearm tattoo honoring his wife, Sadie Frost. And it said, "You came along to turn on everything, sexy Sadie." The two divorced after 6 years of marriage.
Oopsie.
Law has covered up the lyric with a tattoo of a heart. Then you've got Billy Bob Thornton, like you said, and Tom Arnold put Roseanne Barr's entire face on his chest.
Oh, that's right.
You guys remember that?
I forgot about that one.
Look at that. I mean, that's huge on like his left pec.
I have known someone who got the tattoo of her girlfriend on her back, and then they didn't make it.
Mm. Mm.
What do you do with it? How do you cover a face?
I've got the ultimate tattoo.
Red.
The tattoo, jacked up, whatever tattoo story.
Okay.
The one benefit here is that it's not a full name, but it's a, and I haven't seen a picture of it, but a guy I know decided that he and the girl that he was dating would have matching, like a monogram-ish looking thing, but it was in a circle of hearts. You know, so it's a whole bunch of tiny little hearts. Then in the middle of that were each other's initials.
That's cheesy anyway.
Yeah. So each other's initials. And then
she was
they
really.
They should be punished just for being cornballs.
And it was her idea, and she's really good in bed.
But then underneath it was a little like scroll looking thing that was the day that they met. And that's what the whole thing was designed. She actually designed it, sent it to him. Everything was cool. She is currently outside of, not in Atlanta, because she's doing a residency type thing for school, an away internship. But they made the decision that on Valentine's Day evening, they would both go to get that tattoo on. So they both go and did it. He sends her a picture of it as soon as he goes home. He peels the bandage off. He takes a picture of it. She says, "I have a surprise for you. I'm coming home. I'll show it to you then." So she says, I'm not going to send it to you now. It looks gross. She comes home, sits down with him, and says she went to the tattoo artist on Valentine's Day. As soon as the needle touched her skin, she told him to stop and didn't think the relationship would last forever. She didn't want to do it. So then she waited a couple days because she knew she wasn't going to see him for like 2 weeks, figuring, you know what? It's just too much. I'll be able to go back. She went back to the tattoo artist 3 times, never got the tattoo, came back to Atlanta, and broke up with him.
Oh,
he said that the fact that she couldn't get the tattoo meant
was a sign.
Was a sign. Meanwhile, the ink's barely dry on his, and it's big.
Still
it's all
swollen.
Hearts. It's got the date that they met.
Where is it at?
Dang.
It's on his, not his bicep, like I guess the ball shoulder. Of his shoulder, like where his shoulder joint would be.
That's
damn.
Sucks.
That's the worst.
And is this someone that has lots of tattoos?
It's his first and only.
Stand out.
He did not find this funny, but I suggested that the scroll underneath, he should just put another scroll and have it the day the relationship ended.
death date.
He did not find it funny.
I want to take calls on the Hall of Fame of tattoo mistakes right here. Like, you knew it was going to last, but now you're stuck with this every single day. And why? And that would be a very tough one to beat right there.
Years ago, somebody said they came up with tattoo ink that was, like, removable with a special laser. Do you guys remember that?
Barely.
You get the tattoo, and then if 10 years from now the relationship ends,
it's easier to get off.
They use a special laser on it that evaporates the color in there, so you don't. Because now, how many laser treatments? Didn't you look into it once?
No, I just know
it's painful. Apparently,
I know that it's really painful and it takes a long amount of time. And I just figure, like, in another 6 or 7 years, it'll be an easy procedure.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting on mine. Not my kids' names. That'll always be there. But I got this other arm. That's
the barbed wire.
Well,
it's a wave, but it's stupid.
If you got that ink, Jeff. You'd have to say it in private. Listen, dude. Give me the ink that I can take away.
Yeah. Hey, I would like to get right here, right across my chest. Jessica. In the disappearing ink.
Yeah. Don't tell her.
Hey, Nicole. Good morning. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Hi. I was with this guy for about 5 years, and it didn't work out. And he got married a year after I left him. While he's still married to her, but he has since had a picture of an angel tattooed on his back with red hair, and he said it's me.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. Oops.
And I was like, yeah, you're weird. Go away.
Hey, Kelly, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hello, I was with my son's father 4 years before we had our son. On my 18th birthday, I went and got a 4-inch Winnie the Pooh with his initial in his shirt.
Now what?
Now we're not together anymore.
Gone.
Why did you choose?
What was the initial?
Yeah, and Winnie the Pooh seems so random.
Because he was my Pooh Bear. He was a big, nice, cuddly guy.
Okay. Now it makes sense.
Is that why he broke up with you? Because you kept calling him Pooh Bear?
No.
Now you can tell everyone it's because you read that book, The Tao of Pooh, and it really influenced
you. Yes. It's all about balance now.
Yeah.
Just in a different part of my life. Good morning, Dawn. You are on The Bird Show, huh? No, you're not.
Don't ever call
she
us
She got
again.
Offended by the Pooh reference.
Don't me how to run my life. Good morning, Christine. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Hello.
Okay, so my ex-husband came home on Mother's Day. And my name's Christine. It has 9 letters in it. And my Mother's Day present was 2-inch letters from love handle to love handle on his back that said Christine.
Oh,
I was like, that is not what I asked for Mother's Day.
And are you still together?
No. That would be the ex-husband. I don't know what. Oh, and then in the divorce, he tried to sue me for tattoo removal, $1,600.
Oh, no way. Hey, Alyssa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. First of all, I want to tell you guys that I love you. My current boyfriend and I listen to you guys. We carpool to work, and we listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I had an ex who, when we first started dating, I knew it was a rebound. And a couple days before I was actually going to break up with him, he showed up at my doorstep with my nickname tattooed on his leg and lizard, because my nickname is Lissy and lizard is kind of a nickname too, on his leg, about 5 inches long. And I was so mad at him, I called him an idiot, and I just ended it right there, and now he's still stuck with my name on him.
Oh, no.
And you're laughing about it.
I know. Well, she didn't ask him to do it.
She didn't ask him to do it. You better be really confident.
All on his own.
I would love to know the statistics of tattoo artists, when, you know, how many of them get first-time tattoos or original tattoo orders, or they're having to cover up something. You know, what percentage of cover-ups do they have to perform every day?
I think if I was a tattoo artist, it would almost be my policy. I would lose the money and say, look, I just can't, unless it's your mom or your dad or a child, I can't do it. Go see the guy right next to you.
I would open a tattoo parlor only for cover-ups. Like, that would be the name, cover-up tattoos.
That's a great idea.
And just see how much business I get.
You're just not into him anymore, it's called.
Yeah. But.
Get it? The Bird Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.